Hi, baby. Are you gonna? What are we doing, kitty stuff? Come on. Yeah, the cat saw me bringing the equipment over here into this room. And so that's why the cat knows that it's 1930 UTC, the time at which we always do the Dubious Goals Committee show here on Anon Radio. And coincidentally enough, also the time at which we transact kitty business. So, let's get a kitty on the banky. Come over here. You were so interested. No, you don't need to play with the cables. Are you going to get in the kitty pit or not? Are we doing kitty business? What's going on? Nobody knows. Okay, so while we wait to find out if we're going to transact any kitty business today, let's have some tea. Good tea. And just the act of drinking tea has brought the cat onto my lap. Are you in the kitty pit now? Yes, you are. Okay. What are you doing? Do you need some kitty kisses? I'm going to kiss your kitty forehead 16 times. How's that? You're a good kitty. Okay. Ugh. Now I got kitty fluff in my face. Okay, so what are we doing, Pippa? Are you just going to sit there? Or are you going to turn around and do some banky business? Who knows? All right, so I guess the good news is that I did not have to clean up any kitty barf this morning. That's a good kitty, not doing any kitty barfs. And now we're just sitting around waiting, trying to figure out what's going on. So, why don't we get started with something? I guess the first thing we could do when we've got a cat sitting around doing nothing is we could check the weather. And the Weather Channel is telling me what? It's telling me information that's 12 degrees off. It's Weather Channel is telling me it's 78 degrees. It is not 78 degrees. It's 90 degrees. That was the first thing I checked. So apparently, Weather Channel still got another hour to catch up on reality here. So that's fun. What do we have in the way? Ooh, Fast Times at Ridgemont High is on right now. Let's flip over to that real quick while we're looking for football. And what part of the movie are we at? Here we have Stacy. She's standing on her curb in front of her house, the address being 24124. And Stacy's standing on the curb. If I remember correctly, this is the part where she's waiting for, what's his name? Not Mark. Mark's the good guy. Ratner. Mark Ratner. He's the good guy. And Mike. Mike Damone. She's waiting for Mike Damone to take her to the abortion clinic. And that's when she notices that her brother, played by... what's his name? Judge. Judge Reinhold. He's pulling out of the driveway. She notices she... gets a ride from him. He takes her to the bowling alley. And she sneaks across the street. Oh, yes. Fast Times. Ridgemont High. Kind of funny at some point. And the big question is, football? Football? Can I get me some football? It's kind of early. I woke up a little bit early today. Don't know why. I just did. Yeah, we got no football. What do we have today instead of football? The Tour de France. And then we got Beverly Hills 90210 coming up in 30 minutes. Oh, and what movie is on right now? On 84? Space Dogs, Adventure to the Moon. Then after that, Zoolander. Then She-Devil, the Phantom, we're looking for Pirates of Penzance, then the Roommate, and then Zoolander, then Invaders from Mars, then Forces of Nature, the Redhead from Wyoming, Grease 2, Flipper, the Phantom, Zoolander, Howard Lovecraft, and the Frozen Kingdom, DOA, the Roommate, Cowgirls and Angels, and that's the next 24 hours. So no Pirates of Penzance in the next 24 hours. Although it was on last night at like 2:45 a.m. So I got to watch like the first 15 minutes of it. And then I had to go to bed. Didn't I, Peppa? Yes, I was so sleepy. Peppa's looking at me saying, "Why are you not petting me?" Peppa has now flopped down onto the blankie and is engaging in proper baggy business at this time. So that's a good baby. And we're still looking for football. Do we not have any football on today? Apparently not, but the good news is on 131 right now, we have the legendary Vincent Price movie, Dr. Goldfoot and the Girl Bombs. This is in fact the sequel to the original Dr. Goldfoot movie, which is Dr. Goldfoot and, I don't know, the Bikini something? The Bikini Cyborgs? I don't know. Okay, so we do have some football on today. And then some horse racing. And what game do we have right on right now? We got an international friendly between Cholos and Boca Juniors. This is a strange game to be. What is happening? Why is this on? Huh. I don't know. But I guess we know what we're going to watch today. Right, Peppa? Yes, you're a good baby. Right, so I don't know if I can stall any longer. What are we doing? What are we doing today? Well, we can't do much until the cat gets up and leaves, so I guess we're just going to sit here and watch a little bit of football for a while. Isn't that right, Peppa? Yes. Okay. All right. So, other than drinking tea and trying to get all the cat hair off my face, what have I been doing lately? Well, last night I was having a little bit of fun. Oh, yeah. Last night I was watching the highlights, and yeah, that meant we should have highlights today, too, right? Right. Last night I was watching highlights of a big sumo tournament that's going on right now in Nagoya. And, geez, today/yesterday is day 4, right? Is that right? And so I've got more sumo highlights to watch today. In fact, we might want to pull that stuff up here on the old TV and check to make sure what I got this called up. La la la. Okay, here we go. YouTube on my TV. There it is, right there. Only the 8th one over. Sweet. Nagoya 2019, day 4. Right next to Stanley Kubrick's Barry Lyndon, scene number 2. Yeah, I was, was that yesterday or the day before? The day before, I guess. You've heard me say it before, but Barry Lyndon is my favorite Stanley Kubrick movie, and I was thinking about it so much a couple days ago. Remember, I was saying, gee, I'd like to see that again. I haven't seen that in a little while, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking about the final duel scene, the one in which Barry Lyndon delopes. And I thought I wanted to see that because I was thinking about it. And so, yeah, I pulled it up here on YouTube, so that's great. So I got to see that, and now it's showing. Now YouTube is giving me more scenes to watch. It's like, oh geez, I really want to watch the movie. Please let me find the movie somewhere. Oh, yeah, cool. Here's another fractal thing. Lately, I've been watching fractal zooms.
late at night, right before I go to bed, you know, 3:30, 4 a.m., when my brain is at its most relaxed and getting ready to shut down. I have found videos that's just, you know, like 10 minutes of constant just straight zooming into a Julius set or a Mandelbrot set, right? In full color, high definition, everything. It's just, it's like, the journey to the interior of my mind. I do worship fractals as a representation of the inner workings of the universe. If you want to go ahead and call that God, do what thou wilt. But the word God is not something I throw around lightly, so I just love watching this psychedelic fractal stuff. Oh, look, and here's a new video from Cream Heroes. Cream Heroes has posted a new video. 7 types of kitties when claws trimmed. Yeah, well, the English isn't so great, and it doesn't get translated the best. This is a great, great channel on YouTube. We've talked about it 100 times. Cream Heroes. It's about this Korean woman and her 7 cats. And it's always super funny and super great, because cats are great. And crazy cat ladies are also great. Who doesn't love a good crazy cat lady? Come on. Yep, looks like we got some breaking news. Yes, Pippa has stood up and is walking away. Okay, bye. So that means we can have some more tea. It's so good. And now it's so gone. So what we're going to do now is get up. Go upstairs. And I need to make some more tea, I just realized. But we're not going to do that right now. Right now, I just want some of my yummy banana drink. That's what I want. So let's open the refrigerator. Let's find the banana. I found it. It's so banana y. Oh, and once again, I can't open it. What's going on here? Why is it so difficult? There we go. Okay. Pour the banana into the cup. I only want half. All right, so now that we've got the banana stuff, what are we going to do? I got to open my refrigerator again and see the lack of tea. Oh my God, I've only got 2 liters of tea. Maybe I should drink a little bit of soda today. Now we'll open the freezer and we'll check the ice situation. Yeah, no ice cubes. The ice maker is toast. Oh yeah, and look at this. Did I mention this thing? I probably didn't. So, I opened my new box of Rice Krispies that I bought at the store a few days ago. And you know me. You know how I am. The first thing I do when I open up a box of cereal that I don't eat for breakfast, by the way. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are already perfectly well aware that I eat waffles for breakfast. I eat cereal late at night as a snack. So banana-y. So I was opening up a new box of Rice Krispies. Yeah, crap. There I go again saying brand names. So there I was, opening up a new box of crisp rice cereal. Oh, sit back down here. And the first thing I do is I pull the bag out. Because I don't understand cereal. We've talked about it before. Why is there a box and a bag? Why is it a bag of cereal in a box? You know, I'm not stupid. Just give me a bag of cereal. or a box of cereal. I don't need a bag inside a box. I don't need a box inside a bag either. I mean, the transitive property applies here. But here I am pulling out my bag of crisp rice cereal out of the box because I like to use the boxes for other things. And then I noticed that something else fell out of the box. I got another premium. I got another free thing in my cereal. Yay! I love getting free stuff in my cereal boxes. Was it another sticker from that stupid movie? The fourth installment of a franchise that nobody really liked anyway and only exists to make parents pay to go see it with their children? Yes, of course. No, I did not get another one of those. This is an entirely different thing. It's a popsicle mold. I got a little popsicle mold in my cereal. Maybe I could make popsicles. Well, I've already made popsicles, and I've already got popsicle mold filled with stuff in my freezer as it is. But that's neither here nor there. The weird part of this is once I pulled that popsicle mold out, I started having flashbacks to my childhood. And I even started to have it just now, too. Those few seconds of silence were me flashing back to earlier in my childhood. It's happening again. The banana flavoring isn't helping either. He has flashbacks. Now, the funny thing is when did I do this? I'm remembering that I have received free popsicle molds in my cereal before. I think I was in junior high school. I was sort of young. This was probably right when I was around like 13 or 14 years old, and I started I don't remember what I was eating, some cereal, but you know, ended up getting like some popsicle molds in a cereal box, and I ate a lot of cereal back then, and I ended up with like, you know, half a dozen of these popsicle molds. And so I would make popsicles in the summer. That's the long and the short of it. And so here I am, you know, like 13 or 14 years old, making popsicles out of these popsicle molds that are for like 4-year-old children, right? Real dorky, stupid stuff. But, you know, hey, free popsicles. And then I remember doing that. My mom kept those molds forever. And I remember making some in high school, too, or even maybe later. Maybe I was in college by then. And I'm remembering a bag full of those molds. Where is that? The long and the short of it here being, I might still have those popsicle molds somewhere. I really should look. No, I shouldn't. I don't need to make more popsicles. Not only do I have 6 popsicles ready to go in my freezer, I also got a bag of banana box of banana popsicles. I'm really into banana artificial flavor, but you know that already. We've discussed this many, many times. Good tea. Well, here's the weird thing. Now I feel like listening to some music. What music could we possibly listen to today? I got it. I know what I want to hear. And, I don't think you're going to see this one coming. Yeah, no way. So we're going to listen to some Juan Garcia Esquivel. The song is Surfboard. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Oh, Juan Garcia Esquivel, way ahead of his time. That song was recorded, what, in the late 50s? Yeah, this guy is the bomb. So far ahead of his time, not even funny. Oh, just too cool. And, you know, we're just going to have to listen to some more, too. And I think we're going to have to go with... Mucha Muchacha. This is one of his greatest tracks ever. It's so funny. It's so smooth. Should we do it? Yeah. Okay, let's listen to Mucha Muchacha by Juan Garcia Esquivel. This is funny. You're gonna love this, kids.
Tarzan, you Jane, me muchacho, you muchacha.
Oh, you muchacho, me muchacha.
Wow, too much of a girl.
Mucha muchacha!
Wow, too much of a girl. Mucha muchacha. No, me muchacho, you muchacha. Yes, you did hear it correctly. Mucha muchacha. Oh, I can't stop laughing now. Mucha Muchacha by Juan Garcia Esquivel. Ah, I forgot how funny that was. Oh, it's just too much. And man, the dynamics are all over the place. How bad are we clipping today? Oh, geez, I don't know. All right, well... Oh, I think that's about all the Esquivel I can take today. It's just too funny. Just too funny. But good stuff. Good stuff all around. If you're interested in more music by Juan Garcia Esquivel, it can be found. It's out there. And it was tough back in the old days, though. Man, you had to be scouring the thrift stores for vinyl to find any of that classic old gem. But then back in the 90s, I can't remember when that was exactly. It was sometime in the mid-90s. Somebody rediscovered him and remastered a bunch of his tracks and put out a CD. That was really funny. Good stuff. Good stuff made the rounds. But now we're living in a digital age. And you can find his stuff all over the place. So go ahead and look for it. It's all like that. It is all, and as a matter of fact, the CD was entitled Space Age Bachelor Pad Music. And everything he does is Space Age Bachelor Pad Music. You know, the Space Age. Think back to the late 50s and think of what the future holds. You know, that far future of 1986, 1987, the far future. This is the swinging bachelor pad music when people were decorating their apartments and homes in what I like to call retro ray gun. You know, that Kenny Scharf happiness stuff. Oh, the three rings around crap all the time. My God. Yeah. You know, that far future. The 80s. Yeah, I was watching a movie the other day. What movie was I watching where it took place in the far future of 1986? Oh, no, I was watching the beginning of Buck Rogers in the 21st century. No, wait. What was I watching? Now I can't remember, but it doesn't even matter. How did I even get off on this tangent? I don't know. Do I need to go to the store? I think this is today the day I gotta go to the store, so maybe I should think about doing that instead. Which means I should in turn start wrapping this up. Drinking a little banana drink. And telling you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single freaking day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm the muchacho. You muchacha. Too much girl.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.